It's episode 72, and today we're reviewing plugins that track changes, a short coder's delight, a content pop-up plugin, customizable site trees, plus a review of a poll plugin after the author contacted us about more features. All that and more coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with everybody.
I'm excited to be back, especially after the last miserable week and a half I've had. Many ways. I spent several days last week seriously ill for some reason. So bad that I just couldn't hardly move off the couch. And then when I thought I was getting well, I was knocked back to the couch for another day. So that and working really hard getting client websites up and running and launched. I had a major launch yesterday of an e-commerce website, and now we're busy brushing away all the final bits and pieces of dust. And that website there, if you need embroidery done, is called DB Embroidery, and it's at dbes.ca. That's dbes.ca. So go visit it and get yourself some embroidery patchwork done.
Very nice.
It's a very nice website. It's been a very long project getting it all done. And what we did there, that was an actual conversion from an OS Commerce website to a WordPress website. And it converted over 7,000 products, 5,000 clients, 6,000 invoices, and miscellaneous other stuff. All in told, over 12,000 items from the database we had to convert from an OS Commerce database to a WordPress database. That was a bit of work.
You should do a white paper on that.
I actually have written up a bit about how I did it. Yeah. And it's going to go into a post here pretty soon because it was such a big, it was such a procedure, and the fact that there's a fantastic website out there called Cart to Cart that makes converting shopping cart databases from one to another really easy. It's not a free service, but it's worth every dime. And that's what I used to convert this OS Commerce database, because there was no other way to smoothly convert the database. Granted, it wasn't 100% smooth, but it was still went a lot better than I had expected it to do.
So what are you using for the commerce portion on the WordPress side?
WP eCommerce, which is, very nice. It finally came into its own, which is why I finally did the conversion of this site, was that WP eCommerce had finally grown up, and the fact that there's a massive community around WP eCommerce with lots of additional plugins for it to make WP eCommerce do everything you want it to do.
You know, I had an experience like that just this last couple days. Somebody had talked to me about a plugin that I had tried in its infancy stage, and it's like, wow, that plugin grew up and it's good now.
I remember WP Commerce 3.5 years ago when I first started. I thought it was okay, but it lacked so much, and I left it alone for a year. And last year I rediscovered it.
Yeah, so that's even more reason to listen to a show like ours, which is a lot of times things get updated. And actually, John, we've got a plug-in later on in the show here that the author contacted you himself and said, hey, you're shortchanging me here. I got some new updates.
That one's a little bit more than just that, but we'll be getting into that when I do that. That was me chewing on leather, so it happens to me. I've got a big mouth, so I love stuffing my foot in there.
There you go.
So first off, of course, don't forget our podcast is located at WP Plugins A to Z. speakpipe.com. So make sure you go there, visit us.
Yeah, we haven't had any messages on the SpeakPipe for a couple weeks now. So come on, people, the dance floor is open. Get on out here and let us know what you think of the show or what kind of problems you might be having in WordPress. I just read that there's something like, what, 10 million WordPress installations or something like that. 20,000 plugins we're coming up on, and I can't believe nobody out there has a question. So come on, go to the website. Click SpeakPipe, ask us a question, and we'll feature you on the show.
We'll feature you on the show, and you might even get free labor out of me to help solve the problem. I always love a good puzzle. So what else are we having? Oh, well, this podcast was supposed to be done before, so some of these notes are a little bit dated, unfortunately. But I had a great weekend previous to getting sick, where my oldest granddaughter turned 5 years old. Sorry, not my oldest granddaughter, my oldest son.
Mm.
My oldest son turned 5, and we had a nice party for him. And over the previous week there, I did actually manage to get my Diablo 3 playtime in, and I'm pretty much burnt out on it now. So all's good. I can go back to a normal life.
There you go. On my end, I'm still looking for a WordPress intern and haven't yet found one, even had to resort to Craigslist. And boy, that's like patrolling the street at, you know, 3 a.m. That there's some seedy characters that reply to you on that. So
yeah,
I would much rather work with someone who's got some familiarity with this show and myself and some of the things that we can do. So I very much, if you know, you're interested in SEO and WordPress and have just a fundamental understanding of each, just enough to be dangerous, then you're the kind of person that I'm looking for. So just shoot me an email. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the show here, and we can definitely work some things out.
Yeah, just do it, folks. You'll probably be more than happy you did.
Mm-hmm.
And news. Got a little bit of news. This one here is current. WordPress 3.4 release candidate came out this past week. So we are getting very, very close. And so it looks like I'm really going to be close to my predicted date of the first couple weeks to June. God damn, I hate it when I'm right.
Yeah, what was mine? Did we have a pool for this? Did we
take you a square? You lost. It was back a week or two ago.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
Yeah, no, we didn't put any money onto it because it's completely unpredictable. WordPress sometimes comes out on time and sometimes behind, but I expect it within the next couple of weeks because we are in release candidate now.
Nice. I have not taken a look at 3.4 just yet, but I'm probably going to hit that in the next couple of days or so.
I'm going to give it a try. I often don't get time to because I'm so busy with other things. I don't get to play with the release candidates beforehand, but I certainly play with them as soon as they release.
Yeah, in mass and very quickly as you update down your domain cycle. Yeah,
it takes me a little while. Got some other news out there. This is there's some Matt Mullenweg was in the news a couple of weeks ago in some he did some interviews and talking about the how WordPress is going to be shorter, simpler, faster in the back end, and a lot of improvements that he's thinking about getting have happening there. There's an article here. What was this? Something about a comment ban proposal. So you'll have to go read the article. So check my notes. And, of course, I managed to rediscover the WordPress infographic talking about all the places that WordPress is used. And there's a really great article. This one I did read. It's the pros and cons of designing your own custom WordPress theme. So it's a pretty good article that goes into the reasons why you might design your theme or why you might use a pre-made theme for your website.
So that sounds like something you might also want to tell, give a link to your clients and say, look, we can either design your website based on a template or go the custom route, and here's your pros and cons.
Yeah, it's a great idea for it because it gives you, especially when the research time of a website, help them decide which way to go.
Yeah, and I brought one piece of news, which is Automattic just released version 3.0 of their iPhone and iPad app. It's now got push notifications for newly received comments, an improved interface, especially for people that have an iPad. And it's got a new swipe to moderate feature for the comments, which is pretty cool. You can just swipe at the comment and decide what to do with it. So check it out if you've got an Apple device, version 3.0 of Automattic's WordPress.
So they're moving into the full touch graphic screen and everything for the back end. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
I may have to actually check that out. I haven't been in and used my iPad app for a long time.
Yeah, well, I don't like editing in natural HTML.
I hate editing in HTML.
And that was the killer for me. That was no dice when it came to that. I need much more of a WYSIWYG type of an editor, especially with the iPad. It's like, boy, you can't make that. I mean, I can go to my browser and take care of that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's getting better and better. So, Matt, I know you listen. Good job on the latest update, but we'd still love to see a lot more WYSIWYG capability on that.
And I'm sure it's going to be coming.
Yep.
All right, so it's time for the real fun.
Let's get into it.
All right, so this one here, this is the first plugin. This one is the one briefly mentioned at the beginning, and this is where I start to take my foot out of my mouth and chew the rest of the leather down. I reviewed this plugin an episode or two back, and it was when I was reviewing poll plugins. And yeah, I was kind of a little harsh on the guy, but and some of it may or may not been deserved. And for Vinaj, I hope I got your name right, Cardoza, that's the author of it. He contacted me shortly after the review went up and talked to me a bit, and we went back and forth on email about my points of view on it. And a little while later, he came back to me with, "Hey, I've made some changes here. Go check them out. Let me know. And so I said, okay, I'm a fair person. I've been calling the carpet for it. I'll answer for my actions. You know, I may have missed a thing or two during the interview. And so I took it back and took a good look at it. First off, the icon, this is the one that had his picture as the icon for the menu link, which was what I really, he sort of didn't like. But anyway, he changed the icon. And the new icon is more appropriate, in my opinion, for the plugin. And it's actually fits into the whole menu scheme of the WordPress website, which I kind of liked. So kudos to that. And so you can check the last interview to review to see what I said on that. The installation of the plugin, still easy. Creating a poll, still easy. I do like the he has a poll start and stop date creation on it, so you can start and stop the poll on it. It would be nice, though, I found that if instead of having to type in my dates, I could just click on it and be an auto chooser, it should be able to put an auto chooser in there. It's just JavaScript that I understand, so might be something for you. And in my previous review, I made mention that the only place I could see to put a poll was sticking it in the widget. Well, it turns out I overlooked the short code in his instructions that you can place into a page. My mistake. Okay, well, now the short code is still there. It does seem to be still limiting in what I was looking for, in that you cannot control who can vote and how often. You can turn it on and the voting. I couldn't figure out how to control who could vote and how often they could vote. That was one of the things I was looking for in particular when I was reviewing plugins. This one seemed to allow you to let anyone to vote or to limit it to logged in users only. And aside from that, I couldn't see that you could limit it to IP address or any other controls. So in the final rating, it's still going to be a 3 plugin, which is what I'd mentioned before. It was a 3. I knocked it to 2 because of the icon. Well, because of the change, I move it back up to a 4. So I gotta give him credit. He took that. He took that, and I think it bruised his ego a little bit. And it's because he liked it that way, and I can understand that. I do the similar things, play with my own ego, but sometimes you gotta think about it. So anyway, it's a great little plugin. It does work. It's not 100% of what I was looking for, but it is closer. So, a 4 dragon rating on it. Kudos to you, Vinjaz. Vinaj. I'll just call you Cardoza. It's much easier.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Kudos to you, Cardoza. It's very good job.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check that out. I've actually got many of you may know that I've been one of the longest running podcasters with one of my music shows that I've got, and I've got a whole new series coming out where it's sort of a battle of the bands. So this poll thing is going to come in very handy for me. So I'm going to give that one a shot myself. So John, you know, I'm the king of the lazy plugins, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm always looking for lazy on lazy. Well, I have found what's known as the lazy plugin sandwich here. This is called DOB Easy Shortcode, and it basically allows you to create any shortcode and modify its contents. You don't have to have any coding skills or things like that. You just basically say, okay, I want my short code to be this particular string of HTML or PHP, and that's it. You just insert that short code. Now, okay, big deal. It creates short codes, right? What's the big deal about it? Well, here's what I found is, John, it will let me embed a short code within my custom-made short code.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, is that that's tripping people out there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, think about that. Wrap your head around this.
I'm thinking about looking at a mirror within a mirror within a mirror, and you got this great big long tunnel.
That's right. Okay, so, you know, think of all the time-based shortcode plugins that you're talking about. Think of all the different, you know, even like polls and things like that. And then think about, you know, the random stuff that can generate shortcodes. And then understand now what you can do with something like this. It's very deep as far as how big this hole can go. And I've never seen anything that can let you make custom shortcodes, but also include regular shortcodes within that. So I'm not completely blown out of the sky yet as far as the way that this works, because I found just a couple of limitations in it. But so far, so good. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. Again, the name of it is called DOB Easy Shortcode.
Excellent. Sounds interesting. I don't have I don't have a use for it yet, but I'm going to keep it in mind.
Yeah, you will. You will.
All right. And what was rating on that?
That was a 4.
Oh, okay. 4. I didn't.
I know I sounded ecstatic. It was 5. You had your finger on the trigger, but. You know.
All right, well, I got something here, and you know, sometimes it pays to simply check out the latest new plugins instead of going with the old standards and, you know, regular plugins you might have used. You know, and innovation, definitely not lacking in the WordPress community, where even an old idea gets great new makeovers. That's what this plugin here is called. This plugin is called WorPit, W-O-R-P-I-T, WordPress Admin Dashboard Plugin Trunk. According to its author, still under development, has nothing to install yet and download. I signed up for it, and I'm looking for it. The premise is mentioned here. It's a centralized area for managing your WordPress websites all in one spot. I'm excited.
What? How does that happen?
I have no idea yet. I'm excited to see what's going to come of this. So I'm interested to see what happens with it. I've signed up for their email list. They sent me one last week that says they're getting closer to launching. They're expected to launch sometime soon. So no rating on it. I will be monitoring this one as I come through, but this is not the plugin that relates to the sentence before. So that's what happens when I look at my notes and read straight down. So anyway, there's no rating. That's not a plugin. That's just there for note-taking. The one that I've got here is WP Changes Tracker. Relatively new plugin. When I checked it out, I was number 13 to download or number 14 to download. The plugin offers you a way to track changes in your plugins. This one works very, very nice. You just install it, activate it, and tell it what to, and it will track what you do. Once activated, it makes note of your system. And the nice thing about this is, I know it's happened to me once or twice where I've been working with plugins, and you know, I have several on a site, and I turn on and turn off a few things, and all of a sudden something goes wrong, and I can't remember what I turned on or turned off. And so, this plugin tells you exactly what was turned on and off most recently. Once activated, it just tracks it. It's simple, lazy. You update it, if go look at it, it creates a log and shows you when the plugins were turned on, when they were turned off.
Very nice.
So it's a very nice plugin.
Cool.
And I give that one a 4 rating, 4 Dragon rating.
Yeah, I have something like that that I'm definitely going to use that for. There's a site that I frequently am adding and testing new plugins to. Even one of the stage sites that I test out some of the plugins here for the show. So that's interesting to see. I would love to see something like that also perhaps even give you a monitoring statistic as far as maybe like load time on the site or RAM, you know, how much memory it's drawing from the server or something like that with each change that you make. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be very interesting.
Mm, something for the author to think about on that particular one. Okay, well, the one that I've got here is called Site Tree, and it's relatively new. At the time of my review, it had less than 30 downloads. And basically, this plugin lets you easily add a dynamically generated sitemap to your WordPress blog or your website. Now, it's not necessarily a sitemap in the terms of sitemap.xml that Google and other search engines read, but it's more of a site, old-school sitemap. You know how John used to click the sitemap and just get every page linked all in one page?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, many of the 404 errors for WordPress are like that. But I was trying to find a way that I could send a 404 error to a site tree like this on the site. But the problem is on a standard 404, I didn't want every single page and back-end post and things like that that I created to be listed on that particular page. Some things you just don't want for, you know, end-user view. So in the case of... you know, if I have a site for a doctor, I don't need every single form and nuance to be shown to every single patient that goes to the website. So this actually lets you selectively pick which things you want in the site tree. So I can kill off all the author stuff. I can kill off all the category stuff, all the tag stuff, and just go with certain higher level pages or parent pages or things like that. So... this one worked great for a different client that I had, and what can I say? You can group the code posts even by date. Tell it, okay, I only want the last 7 days worth of posts to show up on the site tree rather than the whole archive and such. So it did the job. Mainly, also kept out landing pages that I had made on the back end too. So if you're into those types of things and, you just want a really nice way to index it, doesn't have to be a 404 means in which I did it, but if you're looking for a way to kind of just categorize everything in one place, check out this plugin. It's called Site Tree, and I gave it 4 out of 5.
Excellent. That one does sound useful.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used an old style sitemap in quite some time.
Yeah.
All right. This next one I've got, this is something I've been looking for quite a while to find a decent one. And what it is a pop-up. The unblockable pop-up windows that pop up and annoy folks. Or sometimes provide actual useful information. Depends on how they're used. But I've been looking for one that was, relatively easy to use, had a decent editor in it for pop-up creation, so you could modify the pop-up to do all sorts of different things to it. This one here seemed like it's relatively new when I found it, downloaded 262 times and updated 3 days ago. Author was GoPR, and... I know one of the things with it is many people need an unblockable pop-up window as a way to present important information to their site. In other words, so that they're trying to tell their client something about their site, like, we just launched a brand new website. We want people to know, hey, we just launched. There may be an error or two in the pricing of our products right now because we converted a database. We will correct that error in either way on your final invoice. Those sort of things. And you need that to get past any advertising blockers or other things. So this was a plugin that works very well for that. It uses a nice WYSIWYG editor for pop-up creation. So you can set the pop-up color options. At this point, it also has a list of pop-ups that you've created. So you can have numerous different pop-ups created, so you can go back and manage them, edit them later for changes, turn them on and off as you need to. You can drop short codes into this pop-up for individual pop-up that links to when clicked, it pops up. Link that when clicked, it pops up to for folks to view. It's a very nice feature. Hmm. Then there is the widget. It has a widget where you can place the short code into the widget, and it pops up from there. This plugin, all in all, it was very good. I found it worked very well with one exception. I was looking for one that auto-loads when folks visit the site, and this one didn't quite do all of that. There was one minor issue with the auto-load on it. But it's most likely modifiable and will work pretty nice. So I gave this one a 3 Dragon rating.
Nice. And the one question that I had, I just found out from the actual page on WordPress.org, but for anybody who's curious as to what the method of the actual pop-up is, sometimes they're JavaScript, sometimes they're jQuery. This one appears to just run based off your CSS. So I'm curious if it's HTML5 or what the method is. He doesn't necessarily get into it. Yeah. Do you know from your experience?
No, I don't know. I've only used it minimally right now.
Okay. All right. It looks like it's just a little bit of PHP and some short code stuff. So I'm going to check that out. Yeah.
So a nice 3 Dragon rating for it at this moment in time.
Cool. All right. I was working on a directory site for a real estate company. And one of the things that they had asked me for is, hey, can you put a mortgage calculator on our site? And so I started looking around, and I'm like, well, let me see what there is. And
There's a few of those.
First started out. But I found a really good one. I found one that really is, you know, and I've done the mortgage calculator search stuff before, looking around for stuff. But this one is a pretty outstanding plugin for anybody that's got designs that they deal with as far as real estate sites in WordPress. It's important to have tools on this, like this, on your site so you can keep the viewers from leaving and trying to find this tool somewhere else.
Yeah.
This has got great functionality. I tried it in a few different themes. It keeps people on the site. The calculations are completely instant, and it integrates perfectly with your CSS. I found this just to be so easy. I literally installed this thing, and within 10 minutes had it looking exactly like the rest of my theme, and everything was beautiful. So it was just, you know, a 10-minute lazy thing, off the list, check one off, get on to the next billable item. So this is a 4 out of 5. It's called Advanced Real Estate Mortgage Calculator.
Excellent. Yeah, I might need that one soon.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a real estate site coming up here pretty soon.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for plugins this week.
Yeah, that's it for me, too. And, boy, we went through those fast.
Yeah, well, I've got a pile up now. I know that I've had a dearth of them for a while, but over the last week, I've seemed to have accumulated quite a few plugins to review and add to the reviews. I know one of them up and coming in an upcoming show is I made mention a few episodes back about a advertising plugin that will allow people to buy their advertising on your site, pay for it directly on your site, and upload their ad directly on your site, and then it's held in a queue for the administrator to approve and then run on the site. Or you can have it auto-approve, which I wouldn't recommend auto-approving because you never know what's going to come through.
So I have visions, John, of me sitting on the beach looking at my iPad, looking at $10 million of client revenue coming in from this plugin.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. You just make sure
approve.
You approve.
Yes, make sure you approve. I'll take your money. approve. Oh, yes.
And that's one plugin that I'll be reviewing because I'm going to be installing it on a client site this week. And I mainly got it for some of my own work, but I've got a client in particular who needs that. I've also picked up several other essential plugins, especially from this recent launch of the e-commerce store. There's a lot of additional plugins that go with WP e-commerce that folks might want to know about. And I ended up doing a lot of additional plugins with WP e-commerce this last week of final launch time. So
nice. Well, I, too, am diving into some site conversion in the next few weeks. I'm actually, John, hold on to your seat here, converting a site that was built in Microsoft Front Page 4.0.
Oh, wow, that's going to be fun.
It's like unearthing a bone in your backyard, you know?
No kidding.
This is going to be fun. So, yes, I've got my paleontologist gear and ready to dive in. So, interesting to see what we can do with this particular site. It's been a while since I've seen a site that left justified itself and stayed there.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a long time. I remember one day way back around 2001, I had a client that insisted his menu be placed on the right-hand side. Now, it's pretty common to see a menu on the right-hand column now. Mm-hmm. Do you know how hard it was to stick a menu in the right-hand column back in 2001 and make it stay there?
Yeah, no kidding. Now, what happened to us? We went from left nav over to right nav.
Right nav was more natural and always wanted to, but the problem was because the way websites were designed, putting the nav on the right-hand side was a shitload of work.
Yeah, that's true. What shifted it? I wonder what shifted it. CSS
is what shifted it. When it went from tables to CSS, it was really easy to stick that menu over on the right-hand side.
Wow. Thank your stars, people.
Yep, thank your stars. You don't have to deal with tables and forcing stuff. forcing square pegs into round holes with a giant mallet.
Thank you, Matt, for making such a kick-ass platform for us.
This kick-ass platform does everything I tried to do several years ago. So anyway, don't forget, folks, go visit us at iTunes. Give us a review.
Yes. Many reviews. Please, keep them coming. I noticed that we are kind of bounding up in the ranks a little bit there the last time that I checked. So if you're listening for relatively the first few times, if you've got less than 5 shows under your belt as far as listening to the show here, please head on over to your local iTunes, where whatever country you happen to be in. We've got a lot of different countries around the world that listen to us. And leave us a great review in iTunes. Tell us how much you like the show and how much you like hearing about the different plugins and the different points of view that John and I provide you. What that will do is help the popularity of the show, because we'll be higher up in the different rankings when somebody types in WordPress or things like that. We also want to invite you to go to our website, which is wppluginsa2z.com. I'm trying to break that Z in there. And leave us a message on the left-hand side. There's something you can click called SpeakPipe. And be sure to just leave us some feedback. Tell us how you like the show. If there's a particular plugin or something that you're interested in, we'd love to hear that as well. So keep them coming.
Yeah, and don't forget us at blueberry.com and voa.com. So that's it. Go. And you can contact me, my website, johnoverall.com, or simply email me, dragon@wppluginsa2z.com. The rest of it is in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find me at my site, which is marcuscouch.com, starting to put a lot more content on that as well. So if you're interested in any of the other things that I do beyond this show, that's the place to start. You can find me at Facebook at facebook.com/marcuscouch. I will tell you, though, that if you're going to add me as a friend, tell me who you are. Okay. I apparently got somebody mad because I didn't accept this friend request, but you got to let me know who you are. You can also email me, marcus@wppluginsa2z.com. And also, again, one last time, just looking for that WordPress intern who wants to get into some SEO and affiliate stuff. Mostly looking for somebody who's really good at setting up WordPress stuff, and then I'll teach you the rest. So get me at marcuscouch@gmail.com for that.
There you go. That's it. We're out of here. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. that's it. You've reached the end of the show. Nothing more this week. Nothing special. No hidden news. No hidden tips and tidbits. Who knows? Maybe next week. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. That's all.